welcome back to this very special edition of Gyno. If you're just now tuning in, of course, I just got off the line with Brendan David John, assistant professor of computer science at Virginia Tech, and we're discussing this very singular project that Virginia Tech has been heading up for almost a decade now. We got a little bit of a background and context as to just what the SoundCube project is, and now it's time for the star of the show as well. So it's with great honor that I get to introduce Bill Krause, one of the head faith keepers at the Cold Spring Longhouse. He's also a powwow MC, has his own dance troupe, a theater group, and so much more. We're going to get to know him and his magnificent art during our time together. So without further ado, Nyawe Skano, Bill, how are you today?
Nyawe Skano, I'm very good.
I'm grateful that you could spend a few minutes out of your busy schedule to come and talk with me and introduce listeners to this very unique project. And before going any further, though, I was wondering if we could just help listeners know a little bit about your background as well. As I was mentioning, I touched on a few things, but take it away. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I grew up on the Allegheny Reservation, Seneca Territory, and I, as a young guy, I had a good head for learning songs. And some of the elders on this territory recognized that, and I got invited at an early age to ceremonies, of course, the regular longhouse ceremonies, social dance music I was exposed to. And then that went into being involved in the spiritual circle of ceremonies for the community as well as society ceremonies. So I grew up learning the protocol and learning songs and language, mostly associated with that. And I spent a lot of my youth with elders, and it was interesting. I didn't play football, or I even dabbled a little bit in lacrosse, but not much, because I was very involved in the in singing and carrying on this this tradition. And I was lucky. I had a number of really awesome teachers that, you know, I didn't even realize I was being mentored, or, you know, they were more my buddies than anything else. And, you know, my great grandfather was Richard Johnny John. I was fortunate to learn from Avery Jimerson the first, and as well as Herb Dowdy Sr., Dar Dowdy as well. You know, so it was just a really awesome upbringing around music.
Growing up in this tightly knit community and learning these songs have helped you travel all over the country and beyond, sharing these songs with audiences all over the world. Yeah,
Definitely. What was awesome about that, I guess, at early learning stages, even way back in the day, I would travel with those old timers, and they would get gigs here and there. We went to Philadelphia, went to Boston, New York City, you know, as a teen with different dance groups. And I started off announcing, you know, being an MC for dance shows at, I think I was probably 15, at Hamburg Fair. And people recognized, I guess, a flair for me being able to do that at an early age. And one of my bosses for that dance show at Hamburg Fair, Huron Miller himself, he had a meeting one day. He used to be the MC, and they had singers on board for that, and we were all dancing there. So as a team, we were doing the dance show at Hamburg Fair, and he says, "I got a meeting on Friday." He says, "I want you to, you know, fill in for me." And I was like, "What?" You know, I was like, just a young guy. I was like, "I can't do that." And I told him, I said, no, geez, you know. And then the very next show came up, and he introduced me right on the spot and stepped away. So it was sink or swim. And, you know, I've been emceeing ever since. So I went from doing dance shows to powwows to, you know, traveling all over doing that even. So it's been an awesome experience to be able to share this Haudenosaunee and Native American music and culture with anybody that will listen, really.
And building on the foundation that was laid with these powwows and dance shows. It also opened the doors for a more progressive approach into incorporating things like theater as well.
Definitely. Well, I guess I should go all the way back to the 90s, and I had the opportunity through one of my good friends, Peter Jamison, to participate in a an opportunity to do some choreography and to do some singing with the American Indian Dance Theater. And, you know, I was sitting watching PBS one night, and this powwow show came on, and it was featuring these awesome champion powwow dancers and their theater show. And I was sitting there watching it, and I thought, wow, man, how cool would that be, you know, to, you know, I thought of it as that'd be like playing in the NFL, you know, to be able to do that dance theater business. And sure enough, a year later, Peter Jamison had said, hey, the dance theater wants to add Iroquois social dance to their repertoire, and would I be a consultant? And so I jumped on, and I was able to teach the music and the dance, and I did the whole choreography for the Iroquois suite, and was able to travel to Italy, Rome, Italy, for performance. And, you know, we performed all over the East Coast, and it was just a really lifetime opportunity, and I made a lot of awesome friends, and, you know, got to do a little travel.
I think this is a perfect break point to now get into the bulk of our listening today. If you're just now joining us, you're listening to Gyno. I'm your host, Brett Mabee, and right now I'm joined on the line with Bill Krause, one of the head faith keepers at the Cold Spring Allegheny Longhouse. He's a mixed multidisciplinary artist, but right now we're talking specifically about his music and art and the convergence of all of these incredible arts as well. And so our listening thus far have been snippets to kind of lay the groundwork of what the Sound Cue project is. Earlier, we heard Eric Lyons' Spatialized mixtape that was produced by a range of community members of Indigenous peoples at Virginia Tech. We also heard his Sounds in Space project as well. And I think this part of the show actually speaks for itself. We're going to listen to about half of the Seneca Allegheny social songs that we all collectively produced for this very unique Sound Cue project that is held every 2 years at Virginia Tech. We'll come back in just a few and talk future plans and possibilities of further developing this incredible project in just a few. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
In the beginning, our world was dark and covered in water. The Sky Woman was placed by the great flock of birds on a giant turtle's back. The turtle was sown with the roots from the tree of life in the sky world. And then she danced the first dance. Ask Anya, the women's dance.
Yo, Gaini, yo, how yo, hene, Gaini, yo, how yo, hene, ya, guada, no, da, no, hayo, guy, now we are here. Yo, Gaini, yo, how yo, hene, Gaini, yo, how yo, hene, ya, guada, no, da, no, hayo, guy, now we are here.
Hey, hey, yo, 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 yo,
many more songs soon follow. As the weather warms, the robin does his song and dance to celebrate springtime.
Hi yo, hi yo, yo, hi me, Yo-ha-way, hey, Yo-ha-way. Yo-ha-way, Yo-ha-way. Yo-ha-way, hey, Yo-ha-way. Yo-ha, yo-ha-ya-ya-no. Ha-ma-ha-ya-no, ha-ma. Yo-ha-ya-no, ha-ma-ha-ya-no, ha-ma. Yano, hama, yano, hama, yano, hama, yano, hama, yo, ho, ho, yano, hama, yano, hama, yano, hama, yano, hama, yano, hama, yano, hama, yo, ho, ho, yano, hama, yano, hama. Yano ho, hama ha, yano hama. Yano ho, hama ha, yano hama. Yo ho, hayo ho, ya he na mi yo, ya he na mi yo no he ya, yo he ya, ya he. Yo ho, ya he na mi yo, ya he na mi yo no he ya, yo he ya, ya he ya, he na mi yo, ya he na mi yo no he ya. Yo hey ya, ya hey. Yo ho ya, hey la mi ho ya, hey la mi yo no hey ya. Yo hey ya, ya hey ya, hey la mi ho ya, hey la mi yo no hey ya. Yo hey ya, ya hey. Yo ho ya, hey la mi ho ya, hey la mi yo no hey ya. Yo hey ya, ya hey ya, hey la mi ho ya, hey la mi yo no hey ya. Yo hey ya.
The leader calls his warriors together, and they answer.
Hey, yo!
Kwe, this is Malia Bonsuin, and you're listening to Gainot with Brett Mabee.
In dark times of war, the warriors prepared and danced hard.
Yo be ho be yon hey ya, yo be ho,
yon, hey, hey, ya, way ho, way ho, way yon, hey, hey, yo, hey, ya, way ho, way yon, hey, hey, ya, way ho, way ho, way yon, hey, hey, ya, way ho, way ho, way yon, hey, hey, yo, hey, ya.
We smoke dance today to show our strong spirit and stamina. Our strong Seneca women celebrate their spirit too. People celebrate bountiful fishing with Genzaino, the fish dance. Planting time involves everyone. Corn dance songs are sung to give thanks. May everything you plant bring a bountiful harvest. Nyawe.
Hiya! Hajinem! Hiya!
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.